Well, the Redmond School District cuts 3 days off the end of this year's school calendar. An article in the Bulletin says that move is designed to help the district address a funding shortage in the next school year. The school board voted 4-0 yesterday to trim the days from the current school year. Board Chairman Jim Erickson was absent. The change means that the last day of school in Redmond this year will be Thursday, June 7th. Tim Casey with the Bend Chamber of Commerce says he's encouraged by a recent survey of local business owners. He says the most recent quarterly survey shows more business owners are more optimistic than they were last fall. And there's another good sign. A majority of them plan to keep their staff at the same level or even hire more people. Casey says business owners were asked if they expect to increase or decrease the total number of employees over the next 3 months.
78% said they will keep their staffing the same, and 18% said they plan on increasing. So those are really positive numbers. What I've been hearing in the community is that things are going to look better. Things are starting to move in the right direction, but it's small and it's slow and it's incremental. And I think as long as we plan accordingly, we'll be in good position in the next year or two when things start to really turn around.
Casey was yesterday's guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. Some upside-down homeowners in Deschutes County have an opportunity to short sell to themselves and stay in their homes. Bend real estate agent Kip Lohr says there's a new federal pilot program in Deschutes and Jackson counties.
And I think that's a program that's got promise. There's funds that have been allocated to the state of Oregon to help people, and I think that that's probably the only one that I see out there currently that actually has a chance of impacting, you know, a lot of people here in Central Oregon.
Lohr says there was a soft launch of the program in January, and the agency ran into a few problems, so they had to suspend applications for a few weeks, but now they plan an official launch. The Loan Refinance Assistance Pilot Project is backed by federal dollars allocated to the state as part of the federal Hardest Hit Program. A vote in the U.S. Senate on a transportation bill could mean some much-needed federal money for struggling timber counties. The county timber payment bill was attached to the transportation bill and would send $346 million to timber-reliant counties. Oregon's share is $102 million. Senator Jeff Merkley says it's a one-year extension that will serve as a lifeline.
Sustains the federal contract, if you will, with our timber counties. And given that the last check had arrived under the former framework, we had to get this done.
So would you say that's one of the biggest things that has happened this week?
It is a very big deal for Oregon. Oregon more than any other, because you know, this is where God put the trees. Because we have the trees, it has a bigger impact on us than any other state.
That bill is now on the House, and Oregon Congressman Greg Walden says he believes the timber payments will get the necessary support. Almost 160 state motor fleet cars were damaged in January by floodwaters in Salem. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton has an update on how many of them can be salvaged.
88 cars totaled by appraisers, 58 listed as repairable but not cost-effective to fix.
And then approximately 10 of them are in a process of being repaired or have already been repaired.
Three were wrecked before Mill Creek waters seeped in the doors. Oregon Chief Operating Officer Michael Jordan says the total expense to the state will be determined after 140 water-damaged cars are auctioned.
Trying to negotiate the damage and the payable from the insurance company on a car-by-car basis.
That auction scheduled in Woodburn later this month. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
An anti-light rail initiative has qualified for the September 18th special election ballot in Clackamas County. County elections staff there says more than enough valid signatures were submitted. The initiative would require Clackamas County voter approval before the county pays $25 million to TriMet for the $1.5 billion Portland-Milwaukee light rail project. It would also require countywide voter approval before officials can spend money to finance, design, construct, or operate any rail lines in the county. And Blazer head coach Nate McMillan fired yesterday. Color commentator Antonio Harvey says the team has struggled this season, and although the news was a shock, the long look shows change was inevitable.
This team had lost some of that fire that it had early in the season, and I don't blame Nate or anybody else for that. It's more fact that this team was not playing with the intensity that it had had early in the season. And so when you look at where it is, where the team was, where things are, the direction you want to go, the choice was more logical once you really sit back and spend some time analyzing it than it was, you know, maybe when you first heard it.
Harvey adds McMillan will be missed, and everyone appreciates all the work he did to help turn around a troubled Blazers franchise in 2005. He adds that interim head coach Caleb Canales is a wonderful choice to run the team. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.